and they phoned and said, the weather's gorgeous out here, because Wendy and I had been to New Zealand once before, because she got a brother living out there. And so they said, come out. So we went, Wendy and I went up to London, went to a bucket shop place and said we were looking for flights to New Zealand. When? I said, as soon as possible. What about tomorrow? So I said, I don't mind tomorrow. So they said, right, write the ticket, give us £1,000 for each flight. So we did. And the following morning, one of my other son-in-laws was going to fly to America. So he said, don't get any transport to London, he said. Don't get any transport to London. He said, I'll take you up there and I'll drop you off at 6 o'clock in the morning. So he did. And we went round, went through customs and went down and got on the plane, the big jumbo jet, to go to fly to New Zealand. And the plane pulled away from the runway, the thing like that, turned round, started going, and it stopped on the side of the runway. Not the main runway, the side runway. And it stopped, and I started going. It went off the edge and fell over.
Were you hurt?
Eh?
Were you hurt?
No, everybody was sick. It wasn't running, it was all stationary. And it fell over. The engines were lying on the ground. And they took us all off, 600 people. They took us all off. Took us back into the airport, because we'd already been through customs. They wouldn't let us go back in. They put us into a great big room. And that was about 7 o'clock in the morning. And then they kept us there till 10 o'clock at night. Debbed the plane out.
Oh. Why did it fall over then?
Went off the edge of the runway and it slipped down in the mud.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're enormous planes, aren't they?
Yeah, very heavy, no doubt, especially with 600 people on it.
Yeah, well, then what we did, we flew to New Zealand with Ralph and Catherine, and we were there for 2 months. And we were driving around New Zealand, and we went North Island and South Island. We went both islands with the four girls. The eldest one was 10 and the youngest one was 2. And Ralph and Catherine. And when we got down the side of South Island, we were stopped where Captain Cook came in. And there was a notice board on a little hill, and it says Captain Cook came here in 17, whatever it was.